Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. It never ceases to amaze me how people from our area, and nationally it's a thing too, but people from our area are celebrating or want to celebrate the news of numbers that come out. Text message, job numbers are down, job numbers revised down the last 2 months. Who does the Donald blame? Everyone but his policies. Oh, inflation up. Yeah, that's the narrative they want you to know. That's what you read on your headlines. That's what ABC News said during this news break. I get that. But I get it. You want to celebrate those numbers. Well, listen, the job numbers were revised downward almost every month during the Biden administration. That's the way numbers work. And I actually wish they would be more accurate with it. But here's the news they're not telling you about today's numbers. Wage growth in second quarter accelerated for private sector workers while decelerating for their government counterparts. For the first time in 3 years, wages and benefits are rising appreciably faster in the productive private sector than in the government sector. This is a reprivatization of the economy, and it is great news. Again, for the first time in 3 years, our economy added more private sector jobs than it did government sector jobs. Now, that should tell you something, because you have to realize for every single government sector job, our tax dollars are paying for that. We are supplementing that. But we're in difference, the private sector is just that. The private sector, jobs being created that we are not funding. That small businesses, the backbone of that, businesses, manufacturing is creating and growing. The first time in 3 years, the private sector added jobs, but the government sector lost jobs. And this is not a surprise to anyone. And the economists and the people you're listening to knows this. They know that adding private sector jobs, there is a hiring freeze in a lot of places in government work. There are places in government that's still hiring very frequently. Try and join the military. I guarantee you they'll hire you. If you're a nurse, a doctor, an x-ray technician, they are going to hire you at the VA, even though there's a hiring freeze for everyone else. So, again, the numbers here, and tariffs cause their thing. But, you know, listen, they're going with the tariffs, the world's ending again. Just like they did the last two times tariffs became an issue. And then we're taking in record income from tariffs. It's being negotiated to where we're getting better deals with countries during tariffs. This is just the news cycle they're dealing with. But what they're not telling you again is wages are up for private sector jobs. Private sector jobs have increased while government jobs have decreased. That's a good thing for our economy. That's a good thing that the economy is revitalization to reprivatize rather than be government supported. Under the last administration, they were hiring tens of thousands of government workers to pad those numbers. That's no longer happening. So yes, job numbers are going to go down. But the facts remain that for the past 3 years, we have not added more private sector jobs than public government jobs. And we did this quarter, the second quarter of 2025. The last time we had more private sector jobs than government jobs was the second quarter of 2022. So they're not telling you that part of it. And they should truly tell the whole story. Adding more private sector jobs than government jobs is a good thing. Realigning to where the private sector is leading our economy rather than government. Our government was never meant to be a job manufacturer. was never meant to be the largest sector of jobs in our government. Because you know what? We're the ones paying for that. So you can celebrate the numbers you think are bad, but when you look into them and you listen to other people than the headlines of who want to promote doom and gloom because, you know, who's in the presidency right now, it brightens up a bigger picture. So is there a lot of work to do? Sure. Do tariffs cause uneasiness? Yep. Market's down today, no doubt. But the market was crushed. I was called names in April because we were having good days. And I said, ride it out. Sit it through. You will see. It will be for the better. And our market has skyrocketed since.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
These plans, these programs are working. As far as the revisions of numbers, prior months' numbers downward, that's happened every month for years. And it's a system that we need to look greater into and fix it. If we're getting numbers, then we need to get those numbers. The proper numbers. So that's where we're at there. On the other side of that coin, and not that it really matters, and I wish it did because I would love to see her run again, is Kamala Harris said the system is broken in a Stephen Colbert interview after spending $1 billion in a failed presidential campaign. She even got a book out, The World's Shortest Campaign, that spent the most money out of any campaign. How does that work out? And she kind of said it out loud. And if you were able to sit through or see some of that interview, I just hope she changes her mind. She basically ruled out running for president in 2028. She's already announced officially that she will not be running for governor. But she says public office isn't in her future right now. Of course, she left the right now in because she says the system is broken. And basically said that if you know, we spent $1 billion on a well-run campaign and we didn't win, so the system must be broken. Well, that's not how it is. They just didn't like you. Just like they didn't like you in 2020, and just like they didn't like you here. And the more you go out and speak on these tours, and it was great seeing a failing canceled night host with a failing canceled presidential candidate. How her PR people would let her on that show and not something more viable is beyond me. But then you add the cringe TikTok she put out. If she opened up campaign donations, well, first of all, her campaign should pay the people, the vendors and venues here that they stiffed. So you're bragging about spending $1 billion. Why would you stiff our own venues and vendors? Maybe somebody should open up that Pandora's box, huh? But that being said, if she opened up a campaign website, I might even donate because I would love to see her run again because she has to be reading the polls. Her people have to be talking to Democrats around the nation saying, you're just not it. And I think she's getting that message because, again, she ruled out running for governor. And even David Axelrod, an Obama senior advisor, said that her running for governor of California, as good as that job is a step backwards for her. And it just would not have been a good move. The mere fact that she was even considering that shows that she's jumped the shark. But there's videos out there from her appearance last night. I wish she'd go for it again in 2028. That's all I could say. And I've said it again. Her AOC, Jasmine Crockett, let's Bernie Sanders, let's get them all out there, because I think it would be gold for what I do for a living. I think it would be instrumental in some comedy for the next couple of years. So we'll see. The book that's coming out, 107 Days, is the name of it, I believe. It should be interesting. Again, $1 billion in the shortest campaign in history, spent the most money. It's one day we'll get into how that works. And listen, these campaigns, for anything, Congress, senator, president, the amount of money you need to run in these campaigns, the amount of financial support. So it's not who the best candidates are. It who has the best ground game, the best funding, the best messaging. And that's, we've seen time and time again, that's, listen, New York City's about to elect a socialist that's going to crash and burn the city. It is going to be a train wreck before our very eyes at one of our largest neighbors to our east, because they have good messaging. You know, here's a guy who time and time again has complained about ICE agents doing immigration enforcement with masks, had masked security guards at his compound overseas during his wedding or whatever he was there for. It just goes to show the hypocriticalness of it and his totally change from defund the police and the NYPD's racist to, oh, my hearts and prayers are with them now. He's a charlatan. He's never done anything with his life. He comes from privilege. He's cosplaying who he is. And people are buying it. And make no mistake, at this point, he is most likely going to be the next mayor of New York City. And that is terrifying, not just for New York City, but it should be terrifying for us. Because they are planning to put a fast track between New York City and here, our downtown.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.